Daf is Daf Ayin Gimel. This is perhaps the hardest Daf in the Masechta, so we'll try to take it slow. It's very confusing. It's really your day topics of Bittel, but I think if we go slow, we'll figure it out and read a lot of Rashi. So the Mishnah says on the top of Ayin Gimel, Amin Aleph, Yai Nesech Aser, the Oser Becholshu. Yai Nesech is something Aser, we know, Aser Midiraisa, and even a small amount, Becholshu, will be Aser. And yain b'yain, so if yain nesach falls into yain heter, or mayim, and Rashi's mayim is referring to nisach mayim of avodah zarah, which has the same din of yain nesach, and mayim b'mayim b'cholshu. When it's min b'mino, when the yain nesach falls into yain, or mayim nisach mayim falls into mayim, so then it's going to be aser b'cholshu. But if it's yain b'mayim, or mayim b'yain b'nosin tam, the Gemara is going to clarify. When wine falls into water and water falls into wine, which of them are users? The yain users, the water user. So that's going to be clarified. But when two different minim fall into each other, so then it all goes based on no saint tam. If the dover iser gives taste, so then that's going to be user. And zeklal, this is the principle. We've seen this many times before. Min b'mino b'mashu, b'shelo b'mino b'no saint tam. When the same types mix together, so if there's a small amount of the iser, even b'mashu, it's user. When it's two different minim, then it's a b'no saint tam. There's a interesting toast on the side here. Diba maskal yayin, b'yayin mayim b'mayim b'mashu, perish rabbeinu tam, didafka yayin nesach mamish. It has to be really yayin nesach, shenis nasech lavodat chacham hu dehavi b'mashu. Only if there's a real issa derais of yayin nesach. Aval stam yenim, which we know is only an issa midirabanam, that's b'shishim, that's going to be batal, v'chein b'maga over chachavim, if it's just touched but not with a nesach, it's batal b'shishim. So now if you jump to the bottom of that very toast verse where it says v'od amari. Even if you want to assume that maybe even Yastam Yenam, which is Midirbanan, they were Ka'in Deraisa and they said it's Asr B'mashu and there's no Bitta B'shishim. So that's Machlokas, whether that's true. So whether or not Stam Yenam has a din of Yai Nesach, even if you're Machmir in general, when Havi Stam Yenam Bizman Hazen, nowadays everybody would agree it's only B'shishim. Only back then, when people really were immersed and did avodah zarah because they understood how it worked exactly, where nisach was really relevant, were they machmir and stam yenam laosro kmo yai nesach mamish. But nowadays, when it's not really, there is no issue of nisach, but we have just a minhag avosenu to continue to aser stam yenam. So therefore, bizman hazeh linin bittel kishar yisurim dami v'ubatel b'shishim. And that's why paskim bizman hazeh stam yenam would only be aser if it's batel b'shishim. Now, there ain't mevatlin iser lechatchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel davar iser. Exactly, across the board. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ki Aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, there are going to be a few different reports of what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rav Dimi first quotes Rabbi Yochanan from Eretz Yisrael saying, Hame'arer yayin nesach mechavis lebor. A person pours yayin nesach in from a chavis, from a jug, into a big pit, a huge pit of wine, a heter wine. Afilu ka yom, even if he's pouring all day long, he's pouring yayin nesach into that bor, it's going to be rishon batal. Each small amount that falls in this bottle. I've got a huge vat of kosher wine. I pour a little bit of yai nesach, that's a bottle right away. Even though you keep pouring, it's bottle. Each drop is bottle, rishon bottle, and therefore it's going to be bittel. So that goes against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says yain b'yain is aser b'mashu. Clearly he says not true, a rishon bottle. That's Rav Dimi's report back. There is a long tosis which I'm not going to read here, but let's say you pour so much wine slowly. So granted, rishon batal. But let's say you pour so much in the end, there becomes more yai nesach than there is in the boar. Is that going to change things over? So according to Rashi, he says no, rishon batal. He says if it's not there, even at the end of the day, you could pull out the ingredients. There's going to be more yai nesach. We don't care, rishon batal. The Tosa says, no, it's only true once it gets to the halfway point. But once it ends up being more yain nesach afterwards than the yain in the boar, then even in that case, he will agree it is going to be usher because of yain nesach overwhelms the yain heter. So that's the din of Rav Dimi quoting Rav Yochanan, that rishon batal. So the Gemara now quotes from Mishnah. How does Rav Yochanan argue? How does he go against the Mishnah? He can't go against the Mishnah. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, yain nesach usher v'oser b'chol shu. So if you have a small amount of yayin nesach poured into a yayin, a bor shel yayin, it should be usher according to a Mishnah. You don't say rishon, rishon batal. My lav is our Mishnah, not a case de kal nafil isura ligo hetera. Is it not a case where you're pouring yayin? Our Mishnah says when it's yayin b'yayin, it's usher b'kosher. Is that not a case of yayin nesach being poured into bor shel yayin? And yet it says that it's going to be usher. We don't say rishon, rishon batal. Gemara says, no, not too low. The kanafil hetera ligo isura. Our Mishnah is completely opposite. It's really where you have a vat of yayin nesach, a boar of yayin nesach, and you're pouring yayin heter into the boar. That's what the Mishnah is talking about right now. So now the way you read the Mishnah is when you put a pour yayin b'yayin, yayin heter, into yayin nesach, so that's why it's going to be awesome, because yayin nesach is the boar. But Rabbi Yochanan is talking about cases where the boar is yayin heter, and you're pouring iser yayin nesach into the boar. Then we say rishon rishon batal. Is that clear to everyone? That's already confusing.
No, it's clear. I just understand, because if you do it the other way around, wouldn't you say the same thing, that every drop that falls in becomes yayin nesach?
Yeah, it is. That's why the Mishnah says it's usher.
That's why it's b'masha.
Exactly. The only time it's mutter if you pour a huge vat
into another.
Exactly. Then at once. No, we assume you're pouring a chavis. So that's why the Mishnah says Aser, because each amount of Yain Heter being poured into the Yain Iser
explains the concept of B'mashu, because every time that falls, it's B'mashu.
Exactly, that's what's going on, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, Yain B'mayim. So now the Mishnah had two cases of Yain B'mayim, and then Mayim B'yayim. Yain B'mayim, and then Mayim B'yayim. So the first case of the Mishnah is, Tashma, Yain Bimaim, if wine falls into water, so I've got a big pit of water, and I'm pouring wine into it, the Mishnah said it's b'no sein tam. If the Isser gives no sein tam, so then it's us. So my lav is in other case, dekal nafal chamra di isur. I'm pouring yai nesach, wine that's usur, l'mai de terah, into water, that's going to be mutter. And therefore what? So we're saying, so the fact that this case is where Isser is falling in heter, so shouldn't the ratio also be a case of Isser falling into heter? We just established the first part of the Mishnah talking about where it's heter falling into Isser. But now this case is clearly has to be a case of Isser falling into heter, so there should be some consistency. Gemara says, lo, not true. The kanafel chamra, when it says in the Mishnah, yayim b'mayim, it means really nafel chamra de'atera, where mutter wine is being poured into mayim de'isura, pouring into mutter, usser wine, usser water, I'm sorry, again. When mutter wine is being poured into usser water, that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says yayim b'mayim, and it's consistent that the heter is being poured into the dover isser. So then the Gemara says, umidereisha b'maya de'isura.
Yeah, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But now we say it's about the shishim.
Because no same time. Well, right now our issue is we're concerned with the direction, which one's us or which one's mutter.
But you're still saying every time you put a drop, it still becomes...
Granted, we're not right now we're rejecting the Rishon, we're talking about what the scenario is the direction we're going. So now the Gemara says, Umidereisha b'maya d'isura. The fact that the ratio here is really the ratio of the Seifa. That when we said the case of Yain b'mayim is a case where the water is a davar iser, so then Seifa also, which is a case of now the Mayim falling into Yayin, Mayim B'Yayim, so we should be consistent that the Seifa should also be a case, Nami B'Maya D'Isur, where the Isur, the water is the one that's Usur. And now we see when you're pouring water into wine now. See why it's confusing. Now the water...
Right now
the water is Usur in both cases.
Right.
The first case, water is the bottom. The second case, water is in the top. But water is Usur in both cases. So even when the water is a Davar Isur, being poured in, so maybe the ratio of the ratio is also a case of Isser falling into Eter. And the Gemara says, V'katani Seifa, and yet the Seifa still says, Mayim b'yayin b'nosin time, that the water Isser water is being poured into wine. So the Gemara says, again, this, if you don't get this point, you could really ignore it, we could still go weiter. This is, you have to really read inside carefully how it goes into the Mishnah. But Amar Lecha Rav Dimi says, no. Kula Masnisin, the entire Mishnah, every case of the Mishnah, whether it's Yayin B'Yayin, Mayim B'Mayim, Yayin B'Mayim, Mayim B'Yayin, every four cases, all four great cases, is Hetera Ligo Isura. It's always where the davar heter is being poured into the davar iser. Regardless of what is on top, what's on the bottom, it's always heter into iser. Just switch around water with wine, wine with water, and it's all going to be consistent in that regard. And therefore, reisha, the kanafel chamra, the teira lemaya disura. The reisha of the seifa, where the water is with wine and wine is with water, so the reisha of the heter wine is falling into the iser water, and the seifa is the kanafel maya de heter, where in this case the water is the heter, but again the heter is falling into lechamra disura. So every case of the Mishnah, all four cases, is the iser is on the bottom, and the davar heter is on the top. And that's why we say, since the iser is in the board, that's why the Mishnah says it's asur b'chol shum. But in a situation where the heter is on the bottom, which is not the concern of the Mishnah, where Rav Dimi was talking about where the heter is in the boar, and then you pour a davar iser into it, that's when Rav Dimi, quoting Rav Yochanan, says, Rishon, Rishon, Bata. Hope that's somewhat clear.
And mine, we will be talking... I'm sorry.
No, you got this.
No. So mine, we will be talking about mime that are not plain water, that have some kind of flavor, because otherwise mime is not
down. So I was wondering that also, how that water does have some level of flavor to it, a little bit.
You could be talking about other liquids, meaning maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, could
mime,
be.
Mime is just like in general liquid.
Maybe. It could be, or just diluted, where you could taste a very diluted wine. You know, it's so watery.
Maybe you could say that... The wine became diluted enough so you notice the difference in the taste.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it could be something like that. Yeah. So I was wondering that also. Yeah, Mosh.
So just, I know I walked in a few minutes or so later on. So anything that goes in, if it goes into something that's Isser, it's all Isser. It doesn't make a difference. It's Heter going into Isser or Isser going to Heter. Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. We said before that if it's never. If the whole boar is mutter, then I'm pouring yai nesach into it. So Rav Dimi says, Rishon Rishon Batal, each drop of wine that falls in, of Isser wine that falls in, is Batal from the huge vat of boar. And if it's the opposite, if the boar is something Usser, and then you're pouring in Heter, so then everything remains Usser because the boar that has the Isser is going to be Marbe, increase over.
Right.
Okay. Now the Gemara says halfway down the Amud here, Ki Asser Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported from Rabbi Yochanan slightly differently. He quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, "Hamaara yai nesach mitzirter katan." Tzirter katan. I don't know the definition in English.
A
small pitcher. So you have a small pitcher of some sort that you pour to a boar. Afilu kol hayom kula. Even if you're pouring all day long, it's going to be rishon rishon batel. You're going to. That seems to be similar to what Rabbi Dimi reported back. But then he had a qualification. He says, "Vadafka." Only where it's a tiny pitcher with a tiny stream of wine comes out. Aval chavis, we have a big jug where there's a large spout, where nafish amuda, where that which is pouring is coming out a tremendous amount, lo, we don't say batel. The way they say this is, even if the chavis is going to be much less than the boar, it's still going, in that case he would say it would be aser b'mashu. Meaning, Rav Dimi reported back earlier that we always say, no matter how big the jug or pitcher is, if it's less than the boar, we always say Rishon, Rishon, Batal. But according to Rav Dimi, or rather Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, it depends how big that spout is. If it's a tiny jug, so if it falls in, we'd say Rishon, Rishon, Batal. But if it's a jug where it's huge, or a pitcher much bigger, where a big flow is coming in, even though it's less than the huge boar, if it's significant as it falls in, we would say in that case it would be Aser Bimashu. So that's where he argues on Rav Dimi's report. Then comes a third opinion, Ki Aser Rabin. When Rabin came back, Amar Rav Yochanan, he quoted Rav Yochanan very differently now. He says, Yai Nesech Shenafel Labor. If Yai Nesech, Yai Net Aser, falls into a boar, V'nafel Sham Kiton Shamayim, and then afterwards falls a pitcher of water, so this is where it gets a little bit tricky now, if it hasn't gotten tricky yet. He says, Rowan Esaheter, Ki'ilu Eino. You now view the Yayin Mutter. And right now I've got a huge boar of Yayin Mutter, Heter. And a Yayin Nesach falls in. So now, what happens is, you could ignore that huge boar of Yayin. You could have otherwise said the Yayin of Heter combined now with the Yayin Nesach, which is now a huge amount of Yayin Nesach. And when the Kiton Shamayim, when the pitcher of water falls in, it's going to get absorbed very quickly into the huge vat of wine. So Rabin says is, you look at the heter yayin, ki'ilu eino, as if it's not there. And then you could just look at the yayin nesach tefelin up against the kiton shemaim. That's the tension that's going on here, ignoring everything else. We'll look at Rashi just to make this clear in just a moment. Vashar, the rest, meaning the rest is the Yai Nesach, is the Mayim Rabin Alav Umivalin Osav. The Kiton Shemayim is going to be large enough to be marbe over the Yai Nesach alone, so then there's Bittul. And you completely take out of the equation the Bor Shayayin on the bottom. So just look at Rashi to make this clear. Rashi, around halfway down the page, Rowan is a Heter Kilu Eino. You look at the Heter, the Bor of Yayin Shal Heter, as if it's not there. Below Armina, we don't say Hare Neser Kol HaYayin. We don't say since the Yai Nesach fell in, the entire Bor now is all Yai Nesach, which is huge. We don't say that at all. And you go on to say Rabba HaYayin Al Maim, in which case the Yayin would be greater than the water. Deha Havi Chamer Ruba, and the wine becomes Rove. We don't say that. Ella, what do we say? Be'isr Shenafel Greda Misharinan. The Isr that fell in, we look at Greda. We look at it alone, ignoring the Yayin Shel Heter of the Bor. Vikamaya rope ruba, and we see that the Kiton Shemaim has more than the Yai Netzach that was poured in. Alma, we see from all of this that Palig, Rabin argues Adir Ravdimi, he argues in Ravdimi, the first opinion. Vashemina, and he learned Dimayahu Dimivatel Chamra. Water, the Kiton Shemaim could be rove over and be Mivatel the wine, Aval Chamra, Lo Mivatel Chamra. Wine doesn't, is not Mivatel wine. Because Ravdimi, yeah. I'll go back. Rav Dimi earlier said, when you pour Yayin Nesach into the Yayin, or Yayin Heter into Yayin Nesach, they all become the same. They all get mixed together. Whatever Heter or Isser, it all becomes one and the same. But according to Rabbi Rabin, he says, no, we don't do that. We view them as still separate entities. Even though they get mixed, we view them separately, and we look at the Kiton Shemaim up against the Yayin Nesach only. We don't view it connecting to the Yayin Shel Heter.
Why is he going be Mashal and not be Shishim? Like Min Belov Aminus, be Batal be Shishim, not be Rove.
Where is he going with where is he?
He's saying, listen, don't forget about the wine that's there. Consider the wine against the water. But wine against the water, it doesn't go Achar Rove. It goes Achar Batal be Shishim. No. He says, forget about the wine that's on the board. Just take the wine that's poured with the.
Wait, he's going. He's not going based on. He's going based on bittel or berov as opposed to shishim.
That's why.
Really, bittel berov.
Right.
Really, midiraisa bittel berov. It's really nosin tam. It's really what.
It's nosin tam, right.
Which and we say shishim is the equation to figure out nosin tam.
Right.
So in this case, why are we saying rove as opposed to nosin tam? I'm not sure. I'm not sure why we're doing rove. You had a question?
No, I was gonna say a different point. I was going to say that the way he's arguing Rav Dimi is the fact, because according to Rav Dimi, we would have said kama batel, right? When the Yayin Nesach poured into the Yayin Shel Heter, we would have said kama batel on the Yayin Nesach, and then there wouldn't be an issue of saying kana.
Yeah, you're right, correct. That's very good. You wouldn't even have that issue to even talk about. This wouldn't even be a shaila according to Rabin, because when Yayin Nesach falls into Yayin Shel Heter, it's all Yayin Shel Heter. But according to Rabin, where we still acknowledge Yayin Nesach, even after falling into Yayin Shel Heter, you still have to deal with that Yayin Nesach, and it only works if it's batel from the actual Mayim. Okay. The Gemara now says, within Rabin, the Gemara says, Vayter, that Ki Asa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, he quoted Rav Yochanan saying, Lo Shanu, going really on Rabin, it's the qualification of Rabin, Lo Shanu Ela Shenafel Kiton Shemayim Techila. This is all only true if water fell in first. So now you have water mixed together with the Yayin Shel Heter. And then the Yayin Nesach falls in. So when Yayin Nesach falls in, the water is ready in that bor to compete with the Yayin Nesach. Aval lo nafal shel sham kiton shemayim tchila. The water didn't fall in first, so meaning the Yayin Nesach fell in first. Then we say matzah min es mino v'niur. Then we say that the wine finds the wine. They find the same type, and they all become together. Which, according to this, what has to happen is the water has to be up against all the Yayin Nesach and the Yayin Heter. In this case, they combine together, and unlikely that there'll be enough water to go up against the Yayin Nesach mixed together with the Yayin Shel Heter. So that's his qualification. This is the most machmir opinion now. While Rabbi Dimi said Rishon Batel, according to Rabin, he says it's not Rishon Batel. Not only is it not Rishon, it actually becomes worse.
The whole thing
becomes Aser now, and you need water up against the entire thing. So now the Gemara says, Ik demasni la, there are those who learn that last statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amasnis, and really is qualifying our Mishnah. Not Rabin, but our Mishnah. And it's read as follows. Yain be yain kolshu. When wine falls into wine, it's aser b'kolshu. If yain nesach falls into yain heter, it's aser b'kolshu. And on that comes along Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela shel nafal sham kiteon shamayim. It's only true if there the pitcher of water didn't fall in just yet. Aval, if nafal sham kiteon shamayim, if water fell in first, so then roen es a heter kilu eino. We look at the yain heter that's there, if it's not there. So again, you have a bor shel yain heter. Water falls in, so then you could ignore the yain shel heter, the eino, ki'ilu eino. And then when the yain nesach falls in, hashar, which means the yain nesach that falls in, goes up against the mayim alone. You could ignore the yain shel heter. And mayim rabin alav, if the water is greater than that of the yain nesach that falls in, mevatlin also.
Right, because the additional water, what it does is it takes away the shame of wine and it becomes min shadob amino. I think that's the whole thing.
Well, I don't know if it takes alone, though. I'm not sure the whole boar itself, but I think the presence of the water there, it's able to attack the yain nesach immediately.
Is that what it is, or is it that we're considering whatever is left at the bottom, min shadob amino, and it's much easier?
Well, if it's the whole thing's min shadob amino, if the whole item is, so then we should be able to say the whole boar should be able to go up against the yain nesach. We're not looking at the whole boar. We're just looking at the water itself.
Isn't this now?
Isn't the
yes.
Water mixed
that the we were saying that the
yeah.
The what? Only the water. We only look at the mayim. We don't look at the yain
sheheter.
Yeah, we don't look at the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was separate.
Yeah, you're right. Correct. Chemically, I agree. Chemically, you can. They get mixed together. But halachically, that the halacha is you can separate between the two. You're right.
Because once the water goes in, it does become wine. If it's not wine, there's no question of that.
Right. But in terms of instantly, we don't know how long. It could be 5 years later this could happen, in which case it did mix together. So you're right. Physically, they are. You can't separate the two. But halachically, we're viewing it. That's how they find each other. I don't know what happens chemically with these items. So then the Gemara says, so that's the opinion that says Rav Shmuel is really qualifying our Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, "My ika, what's the difference? Bein l'demasne le'av masnisin, bein l'demasne la'adir arabim. What's the nafkmina? Whether you learn Rav Shmuel on our Mishnah, or whether Rav Shmuel is being taught on Rabin?" So the Gemara explains, "Man demasne le'av masnisin la'bayitchila. The one who learns Rav Shmuel on the Mishnah, you don't need the water to fall in initially, even if the water fell in afterwards. Meaning you had a yain of shalheter in the boar." Yain nesach falls in, according to our Mishnah, if the water falls in afterwards, the water will go up against the yain nesach directly, and you could still ignore the yain sheheter kiilu eino. That's our Mishnah. There's no distinction of the order how things fall in. But according to Rabin was machmin, man demasni liad Rabin by tchila. The only way the mayim kiton shemayim can knock out the yain nesach is only if the mayim was there first before yain nesach fell in. But according to Rabin, if yain nesach first fell in to the boar, yain shel heter, that all becomes now a huge mixture of yain nesach, and when kiton shemayim falls in, the water cannot go up against the entire boar. So that's the difference between our Mishnah and Rabin.
What is the svar of the first one? Is because meaning, what does the water make a difference if it falls afterwards?
I think part of the idea is that in terms of shemos and names of different things, so, yain nesach, that's called iser, even though physically it's the same min as wine itself, it's still viewed halachically as a davar iser, and never meshes together well enough with a yain shel heter.
But the water that falls afterwards has no meaning. Once it's afterwards, it has like no effect.
No, but we're saying halachically, since a yain nesach is considered something independent of the yain shel heter,
right.
So when the water falls in, it somehow finds that iser and is mevatel the iser wherever it gets mixed together.
It gets brave.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know how it works, but that seems to be very again.
It's interesting because it doesn't.
Yeah. Again, chemically, that's not what happens.
No.
But halacha works in a whole other world.
That the water that falls on finds in the
something like
heter.
That. I'm being very superficial. I don't know the ian here, but it's obviously very involved. I don't know how the rishonim say this, but that's my superficial understanding of it. Okay. So the Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud here, Itmar. Yayin nesach shenafal abor. If yayin nesach falls into a bor of wine, and then afterwards, nafal sham kiton shemayim, then afterwards the pitcher of water falls in, so this is a machlokes amarayim.
So,
yeah, well, it sounds like the case we just said. So we'll see this case, I think it's pretty much repeated. Now it's going to be, what we just said was really machlokes amarayim. So the Gemara is going to say something which is unclear, but Rashi is going to clarify. Amar Chizkiah says, Higdilu be'isr isr, higdilu be'heter mutter. What does it mean, higdilu? So Rashi explains, higdilu ha'mayim v'yayin be'isr, meaning if the water and the wine mixed together be'isr, meaning what? They were mixed together as they were mutter. You have regular heter wine, and then a pitcher of water fell into the heter wine, and then afterwards, nafel yayin nesach besof, and the isr came in only afterwards. Meaning when it says higdilu, that means they were water and wine was mixed together, and then the isser came after the fact. Higdilu v'isser, that's aser. V'lo armin, we don't say roan es a heter kilu eino. We don't say let's ignore the yain heter, take it out of the equation. Ella, what we do say is yain nesach mischaber limino. Yain nesach does find its yain heter. V'ein hamayim rabin olav. So as while we were saying before, you could remove the davar heter, the wine that's heter, you could remove it out of the equation. In this case, Rechizki says not the way. If the yain is already there, so even though there's water also, yain nesach finds its counterpart of the wine, and the water would need to be marba over the wine plus the wine. The wine isser and the wine heter, which is not going to be the case. That's why higdilu be'isser, aser. But let's say, if we say, Higdilu beheter mutter. What's higdilu beheter? Rashi says, higdilu beheter. Rashi says, shenafel yain heter besof. First, meaning what happens? Yain nesach falls into mayim before there's any yain that's there. You have a bore of mayim. Yain nesach falls in, a little yain nesach falls in. Rashi says, kvar batel yain nesach b'mayim. The yain nesach is batel now in the water. Shemayim rabo alav b'hiyotz levado. Once it's bottled, even though you're pouring kosher wine in afterwards, that kosher wine cannot find the yain iser because it's already considered bottled. That's the difference between Chizkiah. So just to make it clear again, if yain esach falls in last, according to Chizkiah, it's aser. If yain heter falls in last, then we say it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu higdilu be'iser mutter. He thinks even if the heter wine, heter water are there first, and then you pour in yayin nesach last, that's where he argues and says, even in that case, it's mutter, because we say, look at Rashi just to say this, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu higdilu be'isr, ho umayim naflu tchila. Since water fell first, lo amina matza minas mino. The water doesn't allow the yayin nesach to find the yayin heter. It kind of blocks the way there. So when yayin nesach falls in, the water that's already in that vat is going to be marbed over the yayin nesach and put somehow a force field around it, and it will never find its yayin. So we're going to now see, I think, three approaches as to how to understand this machlokas, if it's not already confusing, between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you guys agree this is the hardest daf in Masechta? I think so. Okay. So Gemara now says, Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira, Lema, let's suggest Chizkiah, Rabbi Yochanan, Bepluksa, they have the same machlokas of a machlokas tonight between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan. Kim Lithilgi. Titana, the Mishnah tells us, Seor shel Chulin. Before you actually look at the Mishnah, Rashi gives a little heads up to, he simplifies this for us. Look at Rashi, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah lo hava kim le betamayu. So we're not alone here, by the way, guys. Rabbi Yirmiyah also didn't understand the reasoning between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. So what he thought initially is Savar, the time of Chizkiah, he thought to oversimplify things, the Chizkiah felt that Higdilu be'isr is aser, is because Mishum de'acher achron aniba. Rabbi Eliezer, he's going to say whatever falls in last is always the defines the pit. So if Yain Nesach falls in last, it's Aser. If Yain Heter falls in last, it's Mutter. And that's like Rabbi Eliezer, which we're about to see. And Hilkach Nafal Yain Nesach Basof Aser, Nafal Kasher Basof Mutter. So that's pretty clear. Rabbi Yochanan Karabanan, he holds like Rabbanan, as we'll see in just a moment. D'amar Adchi Hey Be'Isr Levado Kedei Levata Tamayim. As long as the Yain Nesach has enough potency to knock out the water, it's Aser. Aval heter lo yitzarif imo levatel samayim leesor. But the yain heter cannot combine with the yain iser to be mevatel the water. So let's look at the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says that tanan seor shel chulin v'shel truma. You have some yeast that's either chulin yeast or truma yeast. Shenaflu l'tocha isa falls into a dough. So what's the status of the dough? Will the dough remain chulin or will the dough turn into truma? Each piece of yeast does not have the ability on its own to cause the dough to rise, but in totality, they do have enough. So when it's starfu, they end up combining with each other. V'chamso, and it makes the dough rise, and now it's chametz. So is it a chametz that's truma or a chulim? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, acher Achron Aniva. Whichever falls in last, if it's a Chuma, then Shuma, if it's Chulin, then it's Chulin. That's Chizkiah. If Yain Nesach fell in last, it's Aser. Yain Hetter fell in last, it's Mutter. And Chachamim Omrim, Bein Shenafel Iser B'tchila, Bein Besof, Eino Aser, Achi He Bo, Kidei Lahachmet. He doesn't care about whether the Chuma falls in first or last. If the Chuma has enough on its own to be Mechametit, it's Aser. If it doesn't, then it's not going to be Aser. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan, that even if the Dover Iser, Yai Nesach, falls in last, we still say it's mutter unless the Yai Nesach on its own has enough to contaminate the entire boar. So that's a simple parallel between these two machlokas. But the Gemara says, V'tizvar of this really makes sense. V'ha Amar Abai, doesn't Abai say on this Mishnah, the Mishnah that appears in Maseches, where is this in Arla? Hamar Abai says, Lo Shanu, this machlokas only exists, Ela Shekidim V'silekes Ha'iser, when you remove the Chuma. The Chuma fell in, then you quickly remove that yeast. So then there's a machlokas, Aval Lo Kidim V'silekes Ha'iser, if you didn't remove it, the Seor Shel Chuma remained in there, Aser, everybody would agree, both the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer would agree it's Aser. So now, bring it back to our case, the Yai Nesach remains in the boar. So the Yai Nesach, everyone would agree that it should be Aser. So Chizkiah, the Amar Kiman, who in the world is Chizkiah going to be going like? So Grashi just explains why Chizkiah, the Amar Kiman, which Tana does he hold like? Ik Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Acheron Aniva, Kamar Afilu Higdilu Beheter, Aser. Even if, let's say, Higdil Beheter, meaning that the Yai Nesach fell in first, our case of the Yai Nesach, you can't say you removed the Davar Iser. Vik Rabbanan, if you want to line Chizkiah up with the Rabbanan, afilu Higdil Beiser Moti, even if the Yai Nesach, rather, even if the Yai Heter and Maim were there first, in this case, it's still going through mutter. Okay, a little confusing. But this doesn't seem to line up properly. So then the Gemara says, so what's a machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says, Elahacha b'roin kamiflagi. They're arguing whether you could say roin es haheter ki'ilu eino. Roin kamiflagi l'chizkiah lesle roin, Rabbi Yochanan isle. He holds that. So what does that mean if you look at roin? So let's look at Rashi now. Veroin kimiflagi. I know it's getting late here. It's already 7:30 for Davina. No, right? Okay. So Rowan Rashi says, Veroin kimiflagi.
No Davina
today. Chizkiah Savar. He holds Lo Amrin and Rowan. We don't say Rowan Esmino Kilo Eno. We don't say we look at the Davar Hat if it doesn't exist. And Sheino Mino, Rabba, Alav, and Vatla. We don't say all that. Ella, what we do say is, Kavan the Yain Kusher Kodum Liyai Nesach. The Yain Kusher is there first. The yain kasher have a rabba alamaim, and there's more yain than there is water. So then, kinafal yain nesach mata minas mino v'neir. The wine finds its counterpart of the other wine, and it comes back v'neir, wakens up. Aval kinafal nesach bereshiv. But the nesach falls in first. Batalei b'mayim, it gets batal the mayim. The mayim have a tfei ale. So we see Rabbi Chizkiah doesn't say we view the yain heter if it doesn't exist. We acknowledge it's there. And when the Yain Nesach falls in, it finally finds the Yain Kasher. Now there's a lot of Yain in there to overwhelm the water. So he holds a Lesley Rowan. Rav Yochanan says, we do hold of Rowan, which means that if Yain Kasher is there with Mayim, and then Yain Nesach falls in, we view the Yain Kasher as if it's not there, Ki'ilu Enu. We do say Rowan, and just the water up against the Yain Nesach. And that's the Machlokas Rowan, nothing to do with Acheron Aniva. So then the Gemara says, back inside, Umi Islay, Rabbi Yochanan Rowan, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold a Rowan that you view the Yain Kasher, Ki'ilu Eino? Vaha Bai Minei, wasn't it asked, Rabbi Asi Mi Rabbi Yochanan? What happens if you have Shnei Kosos, you have two cups, Echad Shechul and Echad Shel Chuma, V'mazgin, you dilute them, the Irvin Zebazeh, you mix them together, Mahu, what's the Lacha? Now you have water and wine, so there's both Chuma and water, and then Chulin and Chuma and water. Then you mix them together. So what happens? Mahu v'lo pashalei. He didn't give the answer.
I think it's all wine, no?
It's all wine. What did I say? Wine? No. Are you mazgin? You pour water in them, though. Doesn't mazgin mean water?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you pour water into the wine.
Yeah.
One shuma, one tchulim, right. But they have water and wine.
You take two, and then you pour water.
Exactly. And then you mix them together. Right. So now, do we say the wine, yain, chuma wine finds the chulin wine or not? He didn't give an answer. Now, if he knew the answer, if he did hold of Rowan, he should say that we should view the kosher wine, the chulin wine, as if it's not there, and then just look at the chuma wine up against the water. The fact that he didn't get that answer indicates he doesn't hold of Rowan. So the Gemara says, "Mei kara lo pashale." Initially, he didn't answer. Ulvasof pashale. At the end, he was able to answer. So he didn't know the answer always, but he somehow came up with the answer at that point, and now he does hold of Rowan. At this point, actually, it gets pretty easy now. So Harry, you'll be in good hands right now. Yeah, you're on your own. You'll be fine. Itmar Nami. It was also said, "Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan." Amr Rabbi Avi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Yilei, others say, Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Nishnei Kosos, Echad Shal Chulin, Echad Shal Chuma, Umazgon, Vivrin Zebezeh, Rowan is a Heta Kilu Eino, it's pretty clear here that you do hold of Rowan, review the Yain Kasher, Yain Chulin, as if it's not there, Vashar, the rest, which is Yain Nesach, the Mayim is Rabin Alav, Umivatlin, Oso. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the end of the Mishnah. The Zeklal, this is the following principle, Min Bemino, Bemashu, Shalob Bemino, Benosin Tam. So, Rav Shmuel, Damri Tavayo, both of them hold as follows. Kol Yisurim Shebatara B'minon B'mashu. All Yisurim Shebatara, if it's the same type, so we say it's Asa B'mashu, if it's Shlo B'minon, if they're different types, we say B'no same time, if it gives taste. So, Zeh Klal Asuimai. What's his last line in the Mishnah coming to conclude? We know that already. We know whenever the Mishnah states a superfluous klal, it's coming to include something. So, Lasuye. Kol Yisurim Shebatara. So although the Mishnah is referring to the Yain Nesach, it comes to include all other Yisurim as well. This klal of Min B'mino is Mashu, B'min Shalom B'mino is B'no Sein Tam. Then comes along, that's all according to Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Amri Tavayo, both of them hold the Kol Yisurim Shebatara Min B'mino, Bein Shalom B'mino, and either way, it's always B'no Sein Tam. Chutz mitevel v'yayin nesach. They argue that they say every type of mixture, whether it's the same type or different types, all yisurim, it's always b'nosin tam. The only two exceptions are tevel and yayin nesach. That are what? B'minam b'mashu, which is our Mishnah, v'shelo b'mino b'nosin tam, and if it's different types, it's b'nosin tam. So according to him, what does the Mishnah mean when it says v'zeh klal lasuye mai, kain lasuye tevel? So when the Mishnah says Yai Nesach has the klal min b'minos b'mashu, min b'sheinu b'minos b'nosin tam, the zeh klal is coming to include tevel is the second example according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but Rav and Shmuel hold that no, that's kol yisurim shebat Torah have that klal. Okay. The Gemara now quotes two brises supporting each position. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Shmuel, the Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Shmuel, Kol Yisurim Shebat Torah, B'minon, it's B'mashu, that's Rav and Shmuel, Shelo B'minon, other types of its different species mixed together B'no Sein Tam. And then there's a Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that holds Kol Yisurim Shebat Torah, Bein B'minon, Bein Shelo B'minon is always B'no Sein Tam. Chutz mitevel v'yayin, these are the only exceptions that are b'minon or b'mashu, shelo b'minon is b'no sein tam. Pretty much what we said above. So now the Gemara wants to know, and we'll end off with this, bishma, this all makes sense, yayin nesach, mishim chumra, davodesh kochavim, we understand why yayin nesach has a chumra that we say it's going to be min b'mino, will be asa b'mashu, even though all other yisurim, we say even min b'mino is no sein tam, because it's special din by yayin nesach. Ela Tevel, my time, what's the reason why Ramachmer that came from left field? Who would have thought Tevel would be on this list? Ketero Kach Isur. We're equating the Isur to the way the Heter is. What does that mean? Damar Shmuel holds, he's the Shita, that Chita Achas Poteres is Akri. If I have a pile of Tevel, things that are untied, that he haven't taken Chuma yet from, so it comes to Chuma, even though we recommend 1/50th. There's 1/40th for those who are generous, 1/50th for the average, and 1/60th for those who are stingy, but really, Midiraisa, it's enough to take one kernel of wheat, could exempt the entire pile of wheat of Chuma. So since he sells, just like the Heter, is just one, will make it Mutter, so Tani Namihal, so too, the Isser, one piece of Tevel, a Mashu, will make the whole mixture Usser as well. And Tani Namihachi, the Rice says that same din, Bameh Amru, Tevel Osir Becholshu, Bimino. When is it true that Tevel Osir is even a small kernel? When it's mixed with other types of kernels of wheat. But Bimino, Vishalo Bimino, when it's not at the same type, we say Binosein Tam. Okay, we made it through, guys. Everyone have a wonderful day.